Good morning. It's my privilege to be here with you. So we had a very beautiful drive down from Hendersonville. It was a little cold, but it was absolutely beautiful. So my talk this morning is on gratitude. And when I picked the topic, I wondered later why, because I'm sure all of you know more about gratitude than I do. And I really looked and thought and looked and thought. But I want to share a couple of things with you. As Bill said, we grew up in Kansas. And one Thanksgiving, my dad was out of work, and we were really, really poor. And it looked like we were just going to have beans and cornbread for Thanksgiving dinner. So my five sisters and I complained and were grumping about how awful it was. And my dad sat, and I guess he got tired of listening to us. And he said, well, you know, let's just give thanks for what we have. And so he made a list of things that we were thoughtful for and grateful for. And a little while, it started snowing. And we thought, oh, this is great. You know, we can't go outside and play, and it's snowing. And after a while of sitting there, we heard a knock on the door. And our dad went and said, who's this? Did you hear a car? It's like, no, we didn't. So he ran over and opened the door. And then he was going to step out on the porch. And he said, come here, kids, but don't go out. So we went out and we looked out the door. And out on the porch was a turkey. There were all kinds of things. And he said, well, look, what do you see? We don't see anything. And he said, do you see any tracks? No, we didn't see any tracks on the porch or on the driveway. We saw no lights of a car, and we didn't hear a car come and go. And it was that really was my first lesson about gratitude. I don't know where the food came from. We think angels brought it. But that was how my dad taught us, was about gratitude. And it was certainly demonstrated by the universe. So I've got a couple of illustrations I want to talk to you about. This may not be anybody you know, may not be you, but do you know of a person who wakes up in the morning complaining, my head hurts, it's cold, it's hot, I didn't sleep last night, I don't know what I'm going to fix for breakfast, I have to go to work, and this is their way of greeting the morning. And it doesn't get any better all through the day. I know one person like this, and I hate to hear the person on the phone, because it starts out with a litany of all the things that are wrong. And it's like, can't you just be happy that you're alive and be grateful? And then there are people like, I'll mention this name, like Eileen, who wake up and it doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the night, it doesn't matter if her back is hurting and what's going on. It's a wonderful day. She's happy. She's grateful to be in it. And she's so happy to be alive. And so that is infectious. So even though I'm not that enthusiastic or vibrant, I kind of catch that attitude from her. And then we sit down and do our meditation, and we list all the things we're grateful for. And, you know, that does make our day better. It does make our outlook better. And when we see things on the television that look really, really awful, we think, okay, let's just sit and we'll hold thoughts of peace or gratitude or wholeness for these people. And so that's kind of our morning routine. So we are invested in gratitude. We really work to be grateful. And that is I believe it's the greatest prayer that we can have is one of gratitude and thankfulness. So that's basically my talk this morning. My two stories. But you know, Bill was, what he was reading was so right, is that gratitude really is about ourselves, our health, our outlook. I mean, have you gotten up one day and you just, your body just feels like, oh, I just want to crawl back in bed and cover up my head, you know, with the blankets and just stay here. But as you've gotten up, somebody, you know, you've gone up and you've done your stuff and you've gone to work, and the first person you see comes up and says, good morning, it's so good to see you. Isn't this a beautiful day? And bam, that changes your whole attitude. You get enveloped in their enthusiasm, and that really does transform how you are and how you think. But giving gratitude and seeing gratitude really does benefit your health. It helps your heart, because if you're negative, you have all these hormones that are really harmful to your body, and they just flood your body with negativity and stress. But happiness floods your body with hormones that are thought, that give you energy, that strengthen your body and your mind and your emotion, and it connects you to the source. I don't know exactly how I would describe the source, but I know it's universal. I know it is something that cares for us in different ways. And I think as we appreciate what's around us, we feel more connected to one another and to the earth. Because one of my meditations, I sit in the morning and I give thanks for the trees. I give thanks for the plants. I give thanks for the rocks, the air, the temperature, no matter how cold or how hot it is. And then I'm thankful because, okay, it's cold outside, but I'm thankful that I have a house. The house is warm. We're safe inside. And we were up here, 2 weeks ago, and it was raining. And we were so grateful that we were able to sit inside on the porch of this house and watch the rain. And we were dry and safe. And in our home, when it's raining, like last night, two nights ago, it really rained and rained and rained. And I was thankful. There's no holes in the roof. So I'm grateful for that. I'm finding little things to be thankful for. The other day, my hip hurt. And it hurt this morning when I got up. I've had x-rays and everything. Nobody knows what's wrong, but it still hurts. I was experiencing the greatest pain I'd had in a long while. And I finally remembered to stop and give thanks that there were medications. We used a CBD oil that I rubbed on my hip. Magically, the pain stopped, and I was very grateful. Tylenol seemed to not do it any good at all. So thankfulness in the midst of the pain didn't do anything with the pain. It really changed my attitude. And I think I did not focus on the pain and the hurt and went about doing what I needed to do. And that really helps me to focus on gratitude. So if you wouldn't mind, how do you express gratitude in your life? Would you like to share that with one another? And it doesn't have to be anything earth shattering, but just something you do so that we can learn from you. Yes. That's wonderful. So what she said was, before every meal, her and her husband hold hands and they offer gratitude for everything in their lives that they're grateful for. Thank you so much. Anybody else? Yes.
Yeah, you do, because we have people on Zoom.
This mic.
No.
Sorry, all right. I made another joke. You know, I look in the mirror and I see Mike. And I say, I guess that's who I am for now.
Oh.
But then I go out and I look through my telescope, or I play a few songs or write a few, and I realize that none of it is Mike. It's a phase, life. And I have a lot of gratitude that in the material world, with all of its challenges, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude that it's a phase. Mm.
Wow.
Rather than a permanency. Permanency doesn't, I talk to people that say, gee, I wish I blah, blah, blah was younger, blah, blah, blah wasn't sick, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, well, it's just a phase. Luckily, there's a lot of gratitude in phases. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to share a Bill?
I kept trying to come up with something and I was drawing a blank, and I suddenly realized that for me, gratitude isn't about anything. It's not about I am grateful for this or that or the other. I guess the reason I couldn't identify it was because to me, gratitude is a state of being. It's a choice of a way to live, a way to be in relationship with the universe, with the creator. It doesn't have anything to do with what I have or what I don't have. If I had nothing, that state would not be altered.
Thank you. And Eileen?
Well, kind of piggybacking on what Bill said, I find in my later years that living a life of gratitude is a mindset. It's turning first to gratitude and then to the oh my's, you know, or so that I tend to just leap over the bad parts and go immediately now to the blessings involved in a situation. And so there's a mindset that is my kind of default system. And it makes me much happier. Doesn't make me completely ignore everything that doesn't appear to be a blessing at the time. But blessings too seem to just, some of them take almost lifetimes to realize. And our daughter is going to be 52, and it's, you know, she's finally starting to grow up, mature. And God, I'm so grateful I hung in there.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
Well, I guess since I've been dealing with some challenges physically the last couple of years, it's really changed how I view everything and how the smallest, simplest things become really important to me. Getting a parking space so I don't have to walk too far. I mean, just little things as I'm so grateful for. I'm always, every time I get a break, you know, just a simple break during the day that makes it easier to get around or to do things or whatever, I just always say, thank you, God. And if I can't find something, and then I say, where is that? And then I find it, I just say, thank you, God. I'm always saying, thank you, God, throughout the day, whenever I get help. And the other thing I find to be really helpful is I journal every morning. that really helps me start my day on a good note. I just start writing about what's happening and what's good and what I'm learning. So the journaling really keeps me on track with gratitude.
Thank you. Oh.
Thanks. I think the thing that I'm most grateful for is every day, and especially this fall, I remind myself that it's almost like living in a dream to live up here in this part of the world. I sometimes pinch myself to say, am I really here on this part of the earth? It's not just the beauty, but it's the people that we're surrounded with. And I'm so grateful for all of the friendships that I have fostered since moving up here. And you all are literally some of the most beautiful people I have ever come across in my entire life. And I think that the lessons that we learn from each other, whether we're going through a difficult time or a great time, it's just a testament that the universe is truly on time all the time and puts us in the place where we need to be at that exact moment. And so for me, I'm just so grateful for our center and for all the beautiful people that I have come across since coming up here. So Bill, thank you for that day of meeting in the pet shop and leading me over here. It has been the best experience ever. So I love you all very much.
And thank you. Anybody else? Well, thank you for sharing. I appreciate it, because we certainly can learn from one another. I want to read you something that Emerson wrote. Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and give thanks continually. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. And gratitude does come from the heart, just as thank you comes from the heart. You know, some people, thank you just comes from their lips, and you know they don't mean it, and you wonder why they even bother to say it. It's just a waste of breath. But when you feel that thank you that somebody gives you from the heart, it's an emotional charge and it feels good. You feel it, they react to it. It's like the puppies. When she comes up and she's wagging her tail and you give her a treat, she just wiggles all over and you know she's grateful. So without saying a word, she tells you, I'm grateful, thank you from my heart. And I know with our grandkids, we gave our granddaughter figured out how to get finagle money. And she gave her $500 towards her graduation. And Arielle didn't say anything because she couldn't, but the look on her face and the energy radiating from her was more priceless than any word she could have said. She just looked at us and her eyes enveloped us with love and wrapped around us. And we were just mesmerized by this child and thought how beautiful she is and how she radiates gratitude and thankfulness from her heart without saying a word. And that was a very special moment. We felt like both of us just felt so connected to one another and to all people, because that opened our hearts to be able to see and to be able to recognize that all people are human beings, all people are spiritual, and they may put on an act or a disguise as Mother, whatever her name was, says that, I can't remember her name. Mother Teresa says, yes, that people do put on disguises to hide their spirituality. And sometimes our gratitude can break through that disguise and open their hearts and open their eyes so that people look at the world with eyes of gratitude and eyes of thankfulness. And we don't have to say a word to do that. And I look like you, Michael. When I look in the mirror, I am very grateful especially since I've got this doctorate, because I was kicked out of college my freshman year because I couldn't write, spell, or read. I have severe dyslexia and some other learning disabilities. Well, my math teacher figured out what it was. He was saying, well, Richard does fine. He knows how to do this, but his numbers get all screwed up. They get all twisted around. And then he said, dyslexia, that's what it is. And so I spent a year learning how to read and how to write. And then I found out, I retested, and I found out that it wasn't math that was my major. It was biology. And that's something that I excelled at because there weren't any numbers, even though, and I still can't spell. When I'm writing papers, you know, Google, Grammarly can't pick up all the spelling. So I have to look and read. H-E-T, R-A-T is art. H-E-T is the, on, I usually write of. So it takes a lot of concentration. Eileen has helped by reading some of the papers, but then she, after a while, she says, I give up. I don't know what you're trying to do in this. It's well beyond me. Can you think about this? And then I do have to think about it and think about how can I put this in words that I think about and get those on paper. Well, sometimes I'm doing this, I sweat, and there's sweat running down my arms, and I'm getting frustrated. And then I remember to be grateful that I'm at this level to where I can communicate with one another, that I have Grammarly, that I have spell check, and I have Eileen to look. And Eileen tells me, well, why don't you just stop and read this once you get it? And then once I start reading it out loud, then I can hear the mistakes and hear how I've twisted the words around and flopped sentences here to there. So it is frustrating, but I end up being very grateful. It's like, I'm very grateful that I'm here this morning. Like you were saying, we look forward to coming here. We come down, we've visited Bill and stayed at his house. And every time we come to Franklin, we feel renewed and grateful. Like, there are mountains all the way around. The trees are beautiful. We were admiring the clouds and giving thanks to the clouds and the beauty around us. So how could one not be grateful? Yes, we both were in pain this morning, and we both are probably still in pain right now, but we're thankful, and that lets us get past our pain. So let's be silent for a moment, quiet. And I invite you to think about being grateful just in this moment. Thank you. And thank you for letting me share myself and my stories and my experiences with you. And thank you for sharing your experiences, because I will remember those. So grateful. Thank you. Thank you.